There's a new documentary premiering this weekend about the Simpsons character Apu Nahasapimapetilon, known for his distinctive accent and his catchphrase.
Thank you. Come again.
Apu is the penny-pinching owner of the Quickie Mart. He's been a fixture of the show since 1990, but the new documentary is asking the question, is that character racist?
Despite only being said 8 times over the entire course of The Simpsons' history, thank you, come again has haunted Indian children for over a quarter century. Why? It's funny because it's racist.
This could take a while, folks. Thank you, come again.
That's Indian-American comic Hari Kondabolu. He is behind the True TV documentary airing this Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Eric, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Hari is an up-and-coming comic, and he had a little bit where he talked about how this character, Apu, the head clerk at the Quickie Mart, was a constant source of irritation for him as a longtime fan of The Simpsons. And that, you know, other people would make fun of him when he was a child by calling him Apu. And there's even a moment in the documentary where he asks a group of South Asian performers from The Daily Show and other TV shows. There's about 4 or 5 of them. And he asks, you know, how many of you have been called Apu? And almost everyone raised their hand. Hmm. And the humor of the character is almost entirely wrapped up in this really exaggerated and not very authentic stereotypical accent that is voiced by a white man. And I think that is the main problem that Hari has with Apu and that a lot of people have with it. But it's his window into talking about a lot of the issues that South Asians face with their representation in media, how they're shown in TV and film, and how people who are professional actors and comics sort of have to deal with that when they go to get work, when they try to get roles in TV shows and things, and when they're asked to put on these exaggerated accents in order to get parts and things like that. In fact, there's a great montage in the documentary where we see how Apu is used and how much of the comedy sort of comes from what he says.
Apu, I see you're not in church.
Oh, but I am. I have a shrine to Ganesha, the god of worldly wisdom, located in the employee lounge.
Hey, Ganesha, want a peanut?
Please do not offer my god a peanut.
No offense, Apu, but when they were handing out religions, you must have been out taking a whiz.
Mr. Simpson, please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
You know, if you just look at the text of that scene, it's not necessarily that funny, but, you know, there's something about the sing-songiness of the voice that adds a layer of humor to it, and that I think Simpsons fans in particular have responded to. But the problem is that feels really stereotypical and racist to actual Indian people.
Nobody in this documentary, by the way, says much good about this character Apu.
Exactly. And Hari has talks to a lot of different people. Talks to Aziz Ansari, he talks to Cal Penn, to Sakura Jaffrey, who people would remember. She played the first chief of staff on House of Cards. He talks to Asif Manvi. He talks to a lot of different South Asian people who are working in film and television, and all of them talk about the problematic stuff. You know, Sakura Jaffrey has this term, she brings up this term, patanking, as a way to refer to the sort of exaggerated speech that Indian actors are often asked to put on. And so what's interesting is the film is exploring that, but then we also get him sort of exploring how the character was created. And it seems, according to a producer who talked on a podcast that is featured in the film, they just wrote a line where a clerk said, 35 cents, please. And Hank Azaria, the voice actor, said it in an Indian accent, and they all laughed, and so this character was kind of born. And according to the producer, he had specifically noted on the script that it shouldn't be an Indian voice because he thought it would be a cliche. And so what's interesting to me is this film is sort of Hari's attempt to go to these guys and say, yes, this character is successful and a lot of people love him, but on the other hand was very stereotypical and problematic and should be changed.
But is this taking this too far? Can you have a comedy show without being allowed to exaggerate a character, whether it be somebody who's South Asian or somebody who's French or somebody who is any ethnicity from anywhere?
I think the lesson that I've learned from years of looking at this stuff is that if most of the character is wrapped up in something that's stereotypical, then that is a stereotypical character, and it encourages the audience to see that type of person through the stereotype. So if you have a character, say, like Cookie Lyons on Empire, she can be aggressive and violent. You know, she's a black woman. And these are things that we kind of associate with stereotypes about black women. But they also show her being very maternal and nurturing and smart and good at business. And so you get a well-rounded character that sometimes fits a stereotype, which you could say about people, right? So, you know, in places where there aren't any Indian people, Apu may be the only Indian person that enters into those viewers' lives, and he's very stereotypical.
Do you think, though, that part of the issue with Apu is this is a character that's been around for decades and times have changed?
I think that's definitely it. And in fact, there's a moment in the film where Dana Gould, the producer who once worked on The Simpsons, admits that if they were doing The Simpsons now, they probably wouldn't have Apu be voiced by a white man at the very least. I'm betting they wouldn't be able to present that character without having more shades to it. But that said, you can look around television and you can still find shows where there are terribly stereotypical characters because it is easy to sort of fall into that, you know, oh, well, this seems funny, and not think about the consequences of the humor that you're doing. And I think it particularly happens to ethnicities that are not black. Latino characters or Asian characters will be created in a stereotypical way that they would never do to a black character because it's been acknowledged that that's harmful and wrong.
Yeah, I think of Seinfeld has had many Asian characters, maybe the maitre d' at a Chinese restaurant. Very exaggerated.
Well, and I think it's tough, too, when it's a supporting character. You know, Seinfeld has had several Asian characters, but they haven't been central characters. I mean, if an Asian character is a maitre d', they're going to have like three lines. You know, if the character's, delivering takeout food, which is another Asian character I remember from Seinfeld, I mean, they're only going to have a line or two. You know, you don't really have a lot of opportunities to make a character like that dimensional. But the thing about The Simpsons is it's been on so long that they have centered stories on Apu. We've seen his family. I think he had a cousin who was raised in America who didn't have an accent. You know, we've seen storylines that featured Apu. So, you know, they had the ability to make that character more dimensional, mm-hmm. but I don't think they did it often enough for it to affect how people see him.
Okay, one more thing, Eric, while we have you. I was watching Stranger Things, the new season of Stranger Things on Netflix the other day, and I noticed Paul Reiser is in it. He's having a moment, isn't he?
He really is. And it was great to see him cast on Stranger Things, too, because it really is a callback to a character that he played in the second Alien movie and Aliens. So they cast Paul Reiser on Stranger Things, and it felt like a callback. Like, you see this character who's nice on the surface, but you're supposed to be suspicious of him, in part because you remember that he played another character like that, you know, in an 80s movie.
Right.
And there's a lot of 80s references in Stranger Things. And he's also got this really – he's executive producing this really interesting project called There's Johnny. And it's about this kid from the Midwest who mistakes a form letter in response to a letter that he sent to Johnny Carson for a job offer. So he gets this form letter from Johnny Carson that he thinks is an offer to come work for Johnny Carson right after Johnny Carson moved The Tonight Show from New York to L.A. in the early 70s. And so he goes on a pilgrimage out to L.A. and shows up on their doorstep and says, hey, I'm here for the job. And they're sort of like, what are you talking about? And the comedy is all about sort of the backstage shenanigans of putting on The Tonight Show in that moment when it had moved from New York to L.A. And they use actual footage from the actual Tonight Shows of the era to represent Johnny Carson and his guests and what the show was like. And then they have updated scenes with the actors depicting all the stuff that went on behind the scenes to make that show happen. So it's an interesting attempt to do something new. Tony Danza plays the executive producer of The Tonight Show. And Paul Reiser, who'd been on The Tonight Show, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, I think something like 25 or 30 times. Yeah, he's having a bit of a moment.
So if you've got a favorite character from an 80s TV show, now is the time to call the studios and tell them about it because they will put them on a show right now. I guess 80s or 90s. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thank you so much.
Nostalgia is always in. Thanks a lot, man.